And now, Radio London presents their final hour.
You're hearing things
on Wonderful Radio London.
Yes, thank you, Paul, and a very good afternoon to you all. Ed Stewart here with Myrtle. Hello, Myrtle.
Hello, Dale.
And Paul, well, we've got fun for the next hour, haven't we?
Yes, indeed, and we're not alone with Myrtle because we also have Cliff Richard.
Many thanks for all the plugs in the past, and thanks for being so nice about our records. Hope and wish you all the very best for the future, staff and DJs, and whatever you do.
It's all over. Didn't even cry. I just stopped living when you said goodbye. It's all over. Didn't feel a thing. I just stopped living. Couldn't stand the pain. Heather grows like leaves in September. Looks as fresh in spring. Love that warms like summer sun shouldn't die when winter comes.
Tell you about a revolutionary new kind of smoke. John Cotton Cigarillos. Mild cigar tobacco wrapper outside, mild cigar tobacco inside. 100% cigar tobacco and filter tip. No strong like a big cigar and no expensive. Only 5 and 5 for 20. And that 5 and 5 for 20, you can afford to hand them around. Join the smoking revolution. Smoke John Cotton Cigarillos.
Well, at least somebody has the freedom to smoke and do whatever they like. How's it going, Ed?
Oh, pretty well, thanks, Paul. Pretty well. Getting all the messages. Everybody's here in the studio and all's happening.
Yes, indeed. We've got another message, too.
Can you type, Miss Herbert?
Well,
Next! Go ahead, girls. Have got to type.
But I haven't the time or
cool
money.
Cool it, baby.
Sight and sound education can teach you to touch type in just 12 hours. Only 1 hour a day, any hour that suits you, up till 8 at night. The cost of the course? Just 12 guineas. With Sight and Sound, you learn to type the easy way. It's almost automatic. No textbooks, no teachers, no practice. You don't even have to spell. If you want to get ahead fast, call Sight and Sound now at 636-8873. That's 636-8873. Whatever you're doing today, in 12 days' time, you can type.
Hello, this is Lulu speaking. I'd just like to say how awful I feel that Big L is going off the air, because when I'm in my car every day, I have it blaring like mad, and I really will miss it. I don't know about anybody else. And I'd like to wish all the DJs and everybody on London all the best of luck in the world.
Even though it's a lie.
Trick my mind with all I draw on your lips. For
Lovely Lulu, lovely to have Lulu here on our final hour here on Miguel. Isn't it lovely, Paul?
Oh, smashing on that.
Roman Empire!
At the risk of repeating myself, hi, this is Mark Roman. A couple of years ago, I had the experience of a lifetime joining Miguel. Now, I've got another experience of a lifetime leaving. But sincerely, I want to say that I had a ball being with all the boys on the boat. Great fun. Hope to see you again real soon. Until then, watch out for those greens and browns and blues and yellows.
Happiness is... T.W.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Great to be back on Radio London. Even if it is for this sad occasion. So many memories, so many friends that I've made among the listeners, and so many friends I've made among the crew, and the disc jockeys that have worked from time to time from Radio London. And I think my closing thoughts would be how pleased I am that, particularly on Radio London, so many DJs have emerged, and you'll be able to hear them in the future. And I think that they will, through their training at Radio London, emerge in a very short time as big names. I think of names like Tony Blackburn and Kenny Everett, Keith Skews, Ed Stewart, Michael Lennox, and so many others, and I think two of the original team, and it would be not wise for me to forget Pete Brady, should I say, because I think that in times to come, Pete is going to be a very, very big name, because he was, as you know, our original breakfast announcer, and a very competent one. Goodbye to you, and God bless.
Okay, thank you very much, T.W., and something T.W. has used many times in the past, usually to cover his knees, yes, is Look Transparent Cooking Film, because remember, girls, you can see right through Look. It's great for wrapping sandwiches and keeping food fresh in the fridge, and you use Look for roasting as well. It lets you see when the meat's cooked, and you don't take it off for browning, so look out for Look in the blue and orange triangular pack, and you'll find it at your grocer, stationer, or hardware shop.
Hello there, this is John Walker. I'd just like to say I'm very sorry to hear that Big L is biting the dust, but I'm sure everything will work out all right for all the DJs and everybody, but I think we're going to miss all of them.
Oh, breaking up is so very hard to do. If you really love him, and there's nothing I can do. Don't try to spare my feelings, just tell me that we're through, and make it easy on yourself. And compared to his grace, no words of consolation will make me miss you less, my darling, if this is goodbye.
that's just exactly what we appear to be doing right here on the Big Isle at the moment in this, our final hour.
Use Vitalis.
Don't ruin your hair with messy grease.
Pure and natural.
Or make it dry and dull with water.
Keeps your hair in place all day.
Use Vitalis, the hairdressing that's clear, clean and natural.
Use Vitalis, pure and natural. Keeps your hair in place all day.
Vitalis Secret. It's the only hairdressing with invisible V-serum
that keeps your hair in place all day.
Do your hair a favour.
Hello, this is Mick Jagger here and saying hello to Radio London. We're very sad to see you go. We hope to see you one day again. So you've given us a lot of good times. Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Boy, Mick, you don't know how right you are. Thank you very much, Mick Jagger and the Rolling Stones, and the last time here on Radio London.
Hello, this is John Peel, and I've only been with Radio London about 5 months, but during those 5 months, I've met some very nice, very kind people, and I've enjoyed myself very much indeed. And in some way, myself and the Perfumed Garden will get back to you. Thank you.
In answer to thousands of letters that we've received from listeners during the last few days, we've produced a special 45 disc featuring some of the great highlights of Big L so that you can hear the Radio London sound whenever you want in the months and years ahead. Get your Big L disc today, send 12 and 6 to Radio London, 17 Curzon Street, London, West 1.
Hi, this is Bruce Johnston of the Beach Boys, and I wish the rest of the guys could be here to say farewell to Radio London. And I had a lovely day Friday out in the ship with all the guys, and the rest of the Beach Boys and myself are very sorry that Radio London's going off the air, because we feel that because of Radio London, we owe a lot of our success to Radio London's playing of our records, and we're very sad to see it go off, as a lot of our fellow American artists are, and we'd just like to say thank you.
My children were raised, you know, they suddenly rise. They started so long ago, head to toe, healthy, wealthy, and wise.
I've been in this town so long, so long. I'm fit with the stuff to ride in the rough, and sunny down snuff, I'm all right by the heroes and
the new idea in smoking. Come in on the move to Menthol Fresh Consulate. Consulate combines menthol freshness with rich Virginia tobacco and a firm white filter. Menthol Fresh. Cool, fresh Consulate. Cool as a mountain stream. By Rothmans of Pall Mall.
And you're listening to The Final Hour on Radio London with Stu Putt,
Paul Kay, and
Myrtle.
Hello, dear.
Hello to you.
Well, what are you doing then? Let's keep moving on, because we haven't got many minutes to go, Paul. So what are we coming up next? Lots of more stars and everything.
Oh, yes. Well, let's hear from...
Hi, this is Duncan Johnson. Well, times have really changed since way back in 1964, when I was one of the small group that helped to pioneer commercial radio in Britain. And with the demise of Radio London, an era has ended. One that I hope will start again anew somewhere, sometime.
Do you run your own business? Are your van problems becoming a headache? Let Avis take you out of the transport business and put you back into your own business. Avis can supply you with up-to-date Bedford 1500 weight and Bedford 800 weight vans at economical rates. Why not ring Avis Van Rental at Mayfair 7811? Ring Mayfair 7811 for full details.
Hello, this is Cat Stevens, and I'd like to say, first of all, how very, very sorry I am to hear that Radio London is going off the air, because I think it's really helped a lot of people in the past. It certainly helped me, what with I Love My Dog, and I really am quite sorry to hear it's going off.
I love my dog as much as I love you. But you may fade, my dog will always come through. All he asks from me is the food to give him strength. All he ever needs is love, and that he knows he'll get. So I love my dog as much as I love you. But you may fade, my dog will always come through. All the pay I need comes a shining through his eyes. I don't need no cold water to make me realize that I love my dog as much as I love you. But you may fade, my dog will always come through. As much as I love you, but you may fade, my dog will always come through.
Hello, Big L listeners, Kenny Everett here. I'm sure you've heard a lot of the messages from the other DJs saying how terribly sorry they are that Big L is coming off the air and what a crime it is. Well, I'm probably Big L's strongest admirer, because I was there right from, about a month before it started broadcasting, and was there up until about 6 months ago. So I've seen Big L go through all its various stages and phases and everything, and I know almost everybody that works there today. And there's not very many weeks go by that a couple of the people who work there now don't come around for tea, and we have long chats about the boat, because it's a fantastically interesting topic. It really is. Big L has occupied my every waking moment since I left it. I don't know whether I'm sorry I left, because, you know, you've got to move around, etc. But there's not a day goes by that I don't drag out the photographs of Big L and look over them, and all the memories come flooding back. It's lovely. All the people that work there are really gassy people. They're too much. I've never met a livelier bunch of more dedicated people in my life than the people who work in the office and on the boat too. There's a tremendous spirit. Big L will always be remembered as the fantastic radio station it is today because it's being chopped off at its prime, and anything that happens like that usually is remembered for years and years and years. I think that if people do their bit and keep on remembering Big Al and keep pestering for commercial radio to come back, then the same people who are in it now will take over again, and we'll get Big L once again, only this time on land, so it'll be clearer, it'll be better in every way. So let's keep thinking about Big L and all the tremendous people you've heard on the air, like Kenny Everett and Dave Cash. I'd like to say thanks to Dave Cash too, because the Kenny Cash program was really a gas to do. Also Alan Keane, who's been a lovely program director and supplied us with some really superb records. And that's about it, really. It's just been a gas, and I won't forget it. I hope you won't too.
This is Pete Drummond. I've been with Radio London for 11 and a half months, and I would have liked to have made it a year, but when the Postmaster General says go, well, I suppose one has to go. Truthfully, Radio London has been a unique station where freedom of speech and music has not been denied to the disc jockeys or to the audience. I doubt you'll ever see the like of it again. Thank you anyway for listening to me, and I hope we'll meet again very soon. I love you all.
Well, thank you, Dum Dum. Well, Paul, you are the only original member of the original crew left here on Radio London, so that means you've done 2 2/3 years. Now, not only have you been there all that time, but a few weeks before Radio London ever went on the air. Have you any sort of memory? Can you take yourself back those times and tell us something about the old days?
Well, yes, I can. Of course, it was nothing like as comfortable as it is now. Things have improved progressively as the station has become more successful, and we've got things a bit more right on the boat. There was a time when we didn't know how much water we used, let alone how much we were going to need next day, you know. Yeah. And that's why I grew the beard, actually, incidentally. It's no water, you see, at one stage, so I gave up shaving. I think the other thing that's difficult to imagine now, because Radio London's a household word and we got lots and lots of listeners, but in those days we weren't at all sure if we had any at all. And in the very early days, we'd only been transmitting for a few weeks, I was driving down from Shepherd's Bush in a car, and I had to stop rather hurriedly at the lights, and a bicycle came screaming up behind me and nearly went into the boot. And a rather angry gentleman on the bicycle just paddled his way around to the driver's side window and said, "Wonderful Radio London." I realised I had a sticker in the back window, and I also realised we'd got at least one listener. Great moment for me, and one of the discs we were playing in those days was by The Drifter. Come on.
Sing. Here's Paul Kay with the record he remembers from the early days of Radio London. And now, everybody...
Hello, everyone. This is Tony Blackburn here. It was only a matter of 4 weeks ago that I was saying goodbye to you, but I had no idea at the time that Radio London would be going off the air, and when I heard this, it gave me a great shock. I'm sure that Radio London is going to be missed by many millions of people who have grown to love the station, as indeed I have, because when I'm off the station myself, I also listen in, and it's given me immense pleasure as well. I think the station, to me, has given everything, and everything I now have, I owe to Radio London. And it's also been a terrific pleasure working this last year with Radio London, because the people connected with it are an absolutely marvellous crowd behind the scenes. And it's been so nice working with people who are really enthusiastic and all with the same aim, in other words, to pioneer commercial radio. I'm very, very sorry indeed that London has to go off the air. And I'd just like to thank all those people who I've been connected with over this last year, from the disc jockeys to my programme director, Alan Keane, and to all the salesmen, in fact, every single person connected with Radio London. I'd like to say a very goodbye to you, and also a special goodbye to Bigger.
I don't know what it's all about, but I feel I'll soon find out. I'm sure I never felt this secure. It's nothing like I ever thought it would be. Someone opened up a door for me. A girl like me.
I'm in love.
Girl like you.
I'm in love.
Must be you that caught this feeling in me. You that feels me confident in me. You that brings the best out of me. You. Oh, 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 oh. Nobody but you. To figure out what to do, so I leave it to you. Only know that when you're away from me, nothing satisfies the need in me. For a girl like you, a girl like
you,
must be you. I'm holding you close to me. Trouble's gone, it's gone. I'm in ecstasy with a girl.
There goes a group. We were very fortunate to hear their first record on Radio London called Groovin', and that was their first big smash in England. That one's going to be another big follow-up, A Girl Like You, The Young Rascals. Next on London, we'll be hearing our final newscast of the day with our news director, Paul Kay.